Nice to talk to you guys yet again, and a few additional people here as well. And I wanted to talk about, you made some suggestions what type of shmooze I should give, but I decided we're here to learn this summer, so let's talk about Limud HaTorah. Let's start Limud HaTorah, and I'll start for the Gemara in Sota, which you probably know. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Hey, that talks about the time when David HaMelech was punished. And the Gemara there tells us he was punished because Mipnei Ma Nehnash David Mipnei Shekar LeDivrei Torah Zmiras. He referred to Limud HaTorah as Zmiras, as a song. And the Gemara says, Shenemar Zmiros Hayuli Chukecha, when he's busy hiding Beveis Muguri, he was busy learning, he was singing the song of Torah, which doesn't sound so bad. So the Gemara explains, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Divrei Torah Shekasa Bem, the Torah about which it's written, Hisayif Einecha Bo Veinenu, the person just shuts his eyes for a moment, it dissipates. There's no Hesach Hadas, Rashi explains, you may see Ech Daito from Limud HaTorah. It requires constant Amelus. And you're calling this a zemer, a song, or you sit back, kick your feet up, and calling this miros? So because of this, Hareinu machshilcha bedavar shafilu tinokel shabez rabin yodin. I'm going to cause you, David HaMelech, to stumble on that which even children in nursery know, which is the chsiv apostik, levnei kas, lo nasan, ki avodas hakodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not give a galos, did not give wagons. To bnei kas, they had the job of carrying the aron, and they were not allowed to place the Aaron on a wagon. They had to carry them with their own arms and hands and shoulders. However, Ehu, David HaMelech, Asya Baglas, he placed the Aaron in the Agala. He placed in a wagon. He went against the Mefurish Pasuk. So that was his punishment. That was his mistake for calling Torah Zmiras. Torah is not a Zemer. Torah is not meant to be enjoyed with chulent on a Thursday night while learning. Sorry, you guys could continue to read. That's a zemer, that's a song. Torah is meant to be omel. Water and bread and salt. No sleeping. Take advantage of your summer to learn. You're not going to camp, you're not playing sports. You're learning here for a full summer. That's what it means to learn Torah, to be omel b'Torah. But a zemer, a song? So that's why he was punished. So two questions. Question one is, the Gemara itself refers to Torah as Zemer in many places. The Gemara in Ervin already, the Kiva Eger on the side refers to Gemara in Ervin, the Afyut Chesma Beis, that calls Torah a Zemer. And there are many, many places throughout Shas, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah calls it a Zemer, sometimes a Rina, sometimes a Zemer. So it's called by the Chazal a Zemer. So what is David HaMelech doing wrong? Secondly, David HaMelech was certainly Amal B'Torah. David HaMelech wasn't just sitting back and, you know, smoking his pipe, learning. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, based on the Pesukim, he woke up Chatzos Laila every single night at midnight, and he'd learn until morning. And he'd spend much of the day learning as well. So David HaMelech wasn't Amal B'Torah. So Rav Pinchas Friedman explains, he may have quoted something, I don't remember, someone told me this, could be quoted in Emir Emes, someone shared this with me at a Chasna the other night. But Pinchas Friedman, Shri Pinchas explains that, of course Torah is a Zemer. Of course Torah is beautiful, it's a song, it's a Shira, it's a Rina, it's all of that. But it doesn't happen. A person doesn't experience Limud HaTorah as a Zemer right when they start learning. Rav Nevinsal said that it took him over 20 years until he fell in love with learning. 20 years until he fell in love with learning. You guys are a few years out when you started learning seriously. So I assume you love learning to a certain extent, but to really fall in love with learning, to call Torah a Zemer, to call it a Shira, to call it a Rina, that takes years upon years upon years. Now, David HaMelech was able to reach it. He reached that level. He called it a Zemer. He knew it was a Zemer. But the issue was that when he called it a Zemer, the impression was that everybody else expected it to be a Zemer as well. And if you just pick up learning right out of yeshiva, first year in Eretz Yisrael, 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, 3 years. Yes, you love it, you want to grow more, but that's not what is Zemer. Zemer takes 20, 30, 40 years, perhaps, to fall in love with learning. To view it as a Zemira, to view it as a Shira. So David HaMelech, he got to the level. He was Amel. He saw it as a Zemer. He saw it as a Shira. But when he gave the impression to others that, oh, it's an easy thing to learn. It doesn't take much Amelus. And that was a stumbling block for other people. Because if they started learning, they didn't feel that simcha, they didn't feel that enjoyment, and for that reason, says the MMS, he was punished. Takes time. Takes amelis. And you guys dedicating this summer, all those who showed up to learn at nights, that's what it means to be Alma B'Torah. Bein Azmanim, Bein Asadarim, to take advantage. Now, it's important to take breaks. I'm a big proponent of taking breaks. There's a mission of us that tells about the 48 Kinyani Torah, and one of the Kinyani Torah is Miut Sicha. Miut Sicha literally means to stop talking. Stop talking and learn. Stop wasting time and learn. Put down your children and learn. Don't put down your children. But put down your children and learn. Stop wasting time. Says the Gra, that's not what Miut Sicha means. Miut Sicha means you need to create moments in your learning where there's pauses, where there's breaks, where you do have Sicha, where you are able to bottle a little bit here and there, schmooze with your Chavrusa here and there, go run a little bit, take advantage. But it's Miut, a little bit. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Orchas Yosha quotes this Gra, and he's trying to magdir how many minutes is the Miut Sicha. It's not an hour, it's a few minutes. But there has to be a healthy balance, of course, depending where you are and how you're growing. But the amelis is key. To turn Torah into a zemer, that takes years, hours, weeks, months. It builds up with time, building up strength, endurance. And then you fall in love with Torah. Then you find that it's a zemer. So I'll just share with you, there's many, many different statements in Chazal that we showed in the Farshim, in what way Torah is a zemer. So Pashup Shah Torah, it's Zemer, a person gets uplifted, he gets excited by his Miros. So Torah is exciting, it gives a person a certain level of Simcha. But I'll share with you just two other Pshatim. Tosos writes in the end of Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara itself calls Limud Torah a Zemer. So he says, in what way was it a Zemer? It was a tool to help remember. So Mishnayos, they used to memorize Baal Peh. And there's a well-known Tosos Yantav explains that whenever there's a chasur mechsera in the Mishnah, where there's something, a very important piece missing from the Mishnah, it's called a chasur mechsera. So the reason why it was left out, says Tos Yantav, was because it had to rhyme, it had to be lyrics, have to fit in nicely. It didn't always fit into the song. So Tosas says in Megillah, there's a song. Every Mishnah had a certain song. To remember things much better, if you sing it to a song, my daughters know a lot more than my sons, sorry, Yeshaya. Why? Because they learn everything with Zmiros. They know all the capitals of the states because they learned the song that helps you memorize the capitals of all the states. If you turn something into a song, it sticks into your mind much better. So they used to memorize all the Mishnayos with songs. So not every word fits into a song nicely, so sometimes they have to remove some words, delete a line, a chasur mechsera, to make everything fit in. So it's a tool to help remember. That's one pshat. But another pshat is brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is Akdama to Choshen Mishpat. He explains that he's talking about how there's so many different shita, so many different svaras, and so many different svarim out there. And he says, that's the beauty of Torah. If you have one person singing a solo, very nice. You have a choir of people, different voices come together. You have one guy playing a piano that's very nice, but imagine you have a piano and you throw a guitar in there and then some drums and then a flute and then a violin and then a harp and you have the whole band with all the singers. Now that's a magnificent, magnificent orchestra of instruments and singers. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the beauty of Torah. The beauty of Torah is that there's so many different paths that you could each find your derech, of course, within the framework of halacha and chazal and mesorah, but there's so many paths of Torah, and they're all true. Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim Chaim, they're all true. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's what it means, it's a song. When the Torah was given at Har Sinai, it was given, says, if you take a look at the Yam Shel Shlomo for a beautiful Hagdama, and the Yam Shel Shlomo talks about at Har Sinai, all the different calls that were seen and heard, those are different shatim and drachim and limud Torah. And everyone's neshama taps into a different sinur, he writes, a different pipe, a different path. But it's all from the same source. That's what makes Torah so beautiful. Because people from different backgrounds, different places, different yeshivas, all come together to be omel for an entire summer. And that's the beautiful shir. The kol Torah that was here tonight, that was here all week, because of you guys. That's the shira. That's the zemiros of limud Torah. But it takes time. The sound is beautiful. But to feel it, it takes hours and hours and hours. And then you get to that level. like Rav Nevin's song, like David HaMelech, and you really view it as a zemer. So it's brought down in the Svarim that the song of the Gemara is really the Rosh HaTevos of Gavriel, Michael, Rifal, Uriel. That when a person learns Gemara, he's surrounded by these four malachim. You learn Gemara, you're surrounded by these four malachim. And malachim, of course, they sing shir every single day. Every single day, they sing shir up in Shemai. So when you're learning, you're bringing the malachim down. You bring them down to you. They're sitting around you and the table here, and the kol that you're hearing, the kol Torah that you hear, is this voice of malachim singing that Gemara along with you. And as you guys continue to plow through Shas, and you sit and you spend hours, and you stay up late, and you wake up early, and you spend your bein zmanim, bein sedarim, then you're going to feel that sweetness of the song of Gemara, the song of Limud Torah, the song of Malach. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here. So I want to thank Rosh Shabtai again for inviting me down, the family down, to be part of such a beautiful group of young rising stars and a beautiful community of the BRS and this beautiful Beis Medrash. So we still have, together with me, another week, and without me, another 3 weeks you guys have. Mirz Hashem, we should continue to grow and feel that a male should transform into a zemer, and we should be zocha to greet the Mashiach and with the greatest song, the song of Mashiach coming, with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, to hear v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.